Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And let's see if you can guess this vegetable. Mark Twain called it nothing but a cabbage with a college education. But KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson and 88.5's Dick Stein are both vociferous in their love for a vegetable that's oh so cruciferous.
I'm a flower of a sort and a cabbage of a kind. You can call me cabbage flower and I really don't mind. I'm good for you, provide vitamin C. I hope you get to know and like me.
We're rapping about cauliflower here, Nancy.
Which I love.
Me too, yeah, I do. I've been seeing some pretty cool recipes, and recently I was reading an interview with a guy from some rice trade association, all bent out of shape because I guess it's Trader Joe's, is selling bags of what they call cauliflower rice, which is cauliflower that's chopped up to the size of rice grains. And he's upset that they're calling it cauliflower rice instead of riced cauliflower because somebody might actually think it was really rice. But I just checked, and the Trader Joe stuff does say riced cauliflower, tempest in a rice pot.
Well, I've seen it in my local supermarkets. You can just bags of cauliflower tops that they process so that it looks like a rice grain. I don't know whether they're calling it cauliflower rice precisely. You know, you can make that cauliflower rice yourself easily by just taking a whole head of cauliflower. You trim the inner core, break it into large florets, process it in the food processor.
Oh, yeah.
Just pulsing it, okay?
Yeah sure. That's exactly what I would do. I'm not going to buy any ready-made riced cauliflower. That would be surrendering to convenience.
But you can rice that stuff and use it the way you would rice or couscous.
I like cauliflower. I like it raw. I like it roasted. All the different ways you cook cauliflower as cauliflower. But I've got to admit, I've been seeing some recipes recently that look kind of interesting. And I saw one for a fettuccine Alfredo sauce made out of pureed cauliflower, pureed with cashew milk and cashews and nutritional yeast. It really looks kind of interesting, and I think I want to try it.
All right, mister, who are you, and what have you done with Stein?
I know, I don't even recognize myself, but it sounds kind of good, and I'm actually going to try it, and I'm going to report back.
And the other thing you need to try to find, speaking of cauliflower, is this amazing cauliflower-broccoli hybrid I found in my local Asian supermarket. It's called the Asian Food Center at 130th and 99. There's another one in Bellevue as well. This cauliflower has a beautiful, long, green stem. Never seen it before. I roasted it on a sheet pan. It was the most delicious cauliflower I've ever had. Perfectly sweet. Those long stems, you eat the whole thing.
What's it called?
The variety name is Fioretto. It's also known as Biancoli. And in Japan, Karafurer, like cauliflower, it's also called stick cauliflower or sweet sprouting cauliflower.
You think it has a better flavor than just plain regular cauliflower?
Absolutely, yeah. No question. And, I mean, if you're a fan of broccolini, the cross between the gailan and broccoli, it has that sweeter flavor, and you can eat the entire stem.
And you just roasted it just the way you would normally roast regular cauliflower?
A little bit of olive oil on a sheet pan in a hot oven, 20 minutes-ish, until it gets a little brown with some salt and pepper. It's exquisite. You know what you need to do, though? Online, you can find seeds for this stuff. Fioretto, Fioretto, and plant some.
Great idea. Bring planting season almost here. Well, I have links to the Fioretto seed suppliers and a link to the recipe for the pureed cauliflower fettuccine Alfredo in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Cauliflower by my name.
Leeson.
He's Dick. Stein.